Very sultry dancing happening to that. Phil Collins in the air tonight, as selected by Adrian Poynter. Now, let me see what this does.
Ooh, Gary Davis.
Ooh, Gary Davis.
Yeah. It's a Gary Davis jingle. Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How are you?
It's very, very nice to see you. It must be a couple of decades.
It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
You haven't changed at all.
I was about to say exactly the same thing about you, in fact.
Almost true. So, I just played the clip from 1986 when I depped for you. I filled in for you. You went on holiday for 2 weeks, skiing or somewhere exotic, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And I was working for Radio Nottingham, and I just did this two-week thing, and I'd never been more terrified of anything in my life. To do a two-week stand-in for you,
yeah,
with the chart on Tuesday. Remember when the chart mattered on a Tuesday lunchtime?
It was really important in those days, wasn't
that
it?
That was a very, very big deal. Yeah. So we're doing 80s all the way. How do you look back on all this, Gary? And what are you up to these days?
I look back with really, really fond memories. I mean, it was an incredible time for me in my life, and I probably had the most fun that you could have with your clothes on during that period.
I think you used that line at the time, probably.
I probably did. But then, you know, I'm one of these people that, you know, loves the 80s, but I also love now just as much. You know, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now. And I sort of flipped to the other side of the business. So instead of playing records, helping to make records. So looking after artists and writers and producers. And that's what I do now.
Do you miss this?
I do.
This side of it. And when you come into a studio, you will either think, thank heavens I'm not doing that again. Or you might think, oh, actually, just give me a show somewhere.
It's actually quite weird because I haven't been in a radio station in sort of many, many moons, but actually sitting here now, being back in front of you know, a microphone and chatting to you, yeah, I do miss it. I do miss it. But I also love what I'm doing now, so it's cool.
Okay. So we're just very excited to have you on because I haven't seen you do anything or hear you do anything for such a long time. And I was thinking back to the 1986 and being terrified of your producer. More than anything else, it was your... Nowadays, the producers are really lovely.
Yeah.
And good-looking and much, much younger.
I can see that. You've got a very good-looking team.
But you had a producer called Paul Williams.
Willie! I love Willie. Yes. He's a little bit eccentric, but a great character. And I guess if you didn't know him, then he could be quite scary.
So all the calls are being... you can actually call in, even though all the songs have been requested by people who wrote in to us. You can call 0500 288 291. If you want a dedication or tell us what you're up to for Comic Relief or just to encourage Sarah in this extraordinary... She's dancing all the time. Even though you can't hear her, she is actually moving just while Gary is speaking. Taking your calls, Jen, Billy, Elizabeth and Neve, none of whom were born in the 80s. That's the fact they barely make the 90s. Let's be honest about it. Actually, our caller here... Actually, I need to play this just before we move on. Hang on a second.
16 hours to go.
16 hours to go. And with that, Sarah's thinking, right, I'm out of here. Right, our next call is Ruth Taylor. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I'm in Cockfosters in North London.
All right, top end of the Piccadilly line.
Top end of the Piccadilly line.
Now, I don't know how far back you go, Ruth, but do you remember Gary?
Ooh, Gary Davis. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Hi, Ruth. How are you doing?
Gary.
You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Better for talking to you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
So what do you remember of listening to Gary? Where were you, Ruth?
I was at boarding school Bury St Edmunds.
Yes.
Sharing a dorm with my best friend of the time, Sarah Draper.
Okay, and when you were allowed out and you weren't in school uniform, what was your 80s fashion of choice?
80s fashion of choice, it was the rah-rah skirt, and it was all fluorescent and day glow, wasn't it?
I don't know.
And the bead shop and, you know, big T-shirts.
Yeah, I used to wear that all the time, especially the rah-rah skirt.
All right, okay. And so you listened to Gary every lunchtime?
Because we could go back to our dorm during lunch break, so we could listen to Gary at lunchtime.
Ah, good girl.
And this piece of music, of course, for a lot of people, although it's one of the great ABC tunes, this was like your signature tune almost.
It was, because when I started on Radio 1, I started on Saturday night. And I...
Classy Show on Radio, I think you called it.
It later became that.
It was a bit rubbish to start
It was a bit rubbish to begin with. But, I did 10 till 12 on a Saturday night, and they use this as the theme music. Great piece of music.
So, Ruth, which is the piece of song that you would like us to put on? And I'm going to get Gary to introduce it, and then I'm going to hit the green plunger, and hopefully it'll work.
Oh, that's so exciting. This is for my best friend, Sarah, because she was a massive Durrani, and it's Union of the Snake.
Okay, all right. So would you like Gary to introduce it?
Oh, yeah, go on then.
All right, okay, well, I'll lose his music. Okay, and now Gary Davis introduces the aforementioned song. Take it away, Gary.
So especially for Sarah and her best friend...
Ruth and her best friend, Sarah.
The brilliant Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Pleasure.
Night of 2 Celsius in Edinburgh, 3 in Belfast, and 6 in Cardiff and London. BBC News of 5 minutes past 5.